Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It could get messy in Oxford, Mississippi. 1 hour from now, Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today, will join us to give us the latest on the Lane Kiffin saga here on Bet Sweats alongside Kate Constable. I'm Chris Mack, in for Joe O and Sammy P this week. Hopefully, wherever your Thanksgiving takes you, if it's across the country or just across the living room, you'll take the BetMGM network with you. Always live inside the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. In 20 minutes, NFL awards. Still opportunity in a couple of those markets. We'll get into them. But we talked about make miss the playoff numbers on some of the teams on the playoff bubble in the NFL, Kate, to sort of start the show in light of the Niners technically being a playoff team right now. Lions being on the outside looking in, Chiefs also on the outside looking in. We thought we'd hone in on some division races, though, because the majority of them are still really tight. Some of them have three teams involved instead of just two. And I know there are certain divisions that are of a little bit more interest to some people than others, but there's one that stood out to me. I've been really focused on, I guess, prices in the market this morning as I was looking at things. And the one that jumped out to me was the AFC South. You've still got the Texans at 7-1 to win the AFC South. And look, I get it. They're a full two games behind the Colts and a game behind the Jags. So maybe the math doesn't math right now. And that's why the price is 7-1. But of those three teams, Indy, Jacksonville, and Houston, the Texans have the easiest remaining schedule of those three. They've already got a 3-1 record in the division, and they still play Indy twice, including this weekend. And as much as I think the Colts are a good story, I like Jonathan Taylor, Shane Steichen's doing a great job with the offense, some great young talent on the defensive side, the Sauce Gardner trade, all these things that come together to make you go, okay, yeah, the Colts are legit. I also have this maybe irrational, maybe it makes sense, fear that the Colts still have all four division games of relevance left in front of them on the schedule. They've still got two against Jacksonville, and as I mentioned, they've still got two against the Texans. And I look at both of those defenses. Jags have been opportunistic, forcing turnovers. Texans have been the best defense in the league, especially when it comes to getting to the quarterback. They've absolutely tormented. We saw what Will Anderson did to Josh Allen last Thursday night. I look at that and I say, how has Danny Dimes handled pressure and opportunistic defenses this year? And look, the Steelers are a completely different story themselves that we don't need to get into because I'll lose my mind again like I did yesterday. But when the Steelers defense played really well against Indianapolis, they caused six turnovers and sacked Daniel Jones six times. And if the Steelers defense can do that to Daniel Jones and the Colts, what can Jacksonville's defense and, more importantly, Houston's defense due to Indianapolis. So, yes, the Texans are two games back of the Colts and a game back of the Jags. But at 7-1, with both of those games still sitting in front of them, I really like the price on the Texans to come from behind and win the AFC South and maybe shock a lot of folks around the league, especially in Indianapolis.
That is probably the best number that you're going to get on any realistic division winner at this point of the season. Mm-hmm. Because you talk about what the Colts have in front of them. That's a lot of variables to still have four division games. Like, a lot can go wrong where they could fall to the third. I mean, I don't think they're falling. They're not falling behind Tennessee, obviously, but they could fall to where the Texans are right now, and it could be Texans, Jags, Colts. Like, that could certainly be a scenario. And you wonder, the Colts have now lost two of their last three. Yeah, they had a bye week in there, so it's been about a month and the two losses, but does doubt start to creep in at all for this Colts team and for Daniel Jones? You had 6 years of film on Daniel Jones versus, what, 10 games to start the season, and he's looked great. Like, you can't take anything away from how he's looked through those 10 games outside of that Pittsburgh game, really. But at some point, like, does the magic wear off a little bit? And I think if it's going to wear off against any team, it's likely going to be Houston's defense. The fact that you play Houston twice and in the final game of the regular season, which this division could come down to that game, that's in Houston. Like, that gives the Texans a leg up there, just having the home field advantage. So it's 7-1. I'm not interested in Jacksonville in this division at all. We talked about that earlier. I just don't trust them. I think it's between the Colts and the Texans, and you talking 7-1, that's a great call.
And I'd look at the rest of the Colts schedule too. It's not just those four division games that are left. They've also got the Niners and the Seahawks. So yeah. The Seahawks defense once, the Jags defense twice, the Texans defense twice. I mean, those are all defenses that have taken advantage of getting after the quarterback and causing turnovers at different points of the season. And again, the Texans' best defense in the league right now. So 7-1 to come from behind and shock Indy and win the AFC South. I like it at that price. Another division that has three teams involved now.
Chris, one quick question. Would you be shocked if the Colts went 3-3 to end the season? I suppose the answer to that is no, if we like the Texans to win the division.
I wouldn't be shocked if
2-4.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if the Colts went 2-4 and finished up 10-7. That would not shock me at all. It would be 10-7. They'd still be a wild card team, and I think it would be a nasty way for them to backslide into the playoffs, but the way the schedule stacks up wouldn't shock me at all. The NFC North is another division where we've got three teams involved in the division race, and you got the wonky thing with the tie for the Packers. You've got the Lions sitting outside the playoff picture now. You got the Bears at the top of the division. Don't take it personally, Kate.
Oh, don't say that like you're so skeptical of this Bears team, Chris. Top of the division. The Bears are sitting at top.
I'm still skeptical. I still have my questions. The question, though, I really think is, what do you like more, the Bears at 3-1 or the Lions at +150 to win the division? And again, you look at the standings as they sit right now, the Bears have the lead. They are a game up on the Lions, and I guess, what would we call it, half a game up on the Packers. The issue that comes into play here is I don't like the Packers' schedule down the stretch. It is the toughest left in the NFL down the stretch. Broncos, Bears twice, Lions, of course, on Thanksgiving, Ravens, and, the Vikings one more time. So, I don't know. I give you one W there that's a given. And then in those other five games, you go 2-3, maybe? So I don't see the Packers finishing with more than 10 wins. I could see the Bears, because of their schedule, like I said earlier, maybe backsliding a little bit. And the Lions, their schedule's not exactly easy. They've still got a game left against the Bears. As we know, the Packers on Thursday, they've got one left against the Rams, which is massive. They've still got Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and Dallas as well. So I could see both of these teams, Chicago and Detroit, based on the schedule and the way it goes, finishing 11 wins if I'm being favorable towards Chicago. Like, let's say they beat Green Bay both times, okay? And they beat the Browns, okay? Well, now all of a sudden we've got 11 wins for the Bears. It's not impossible. Maybe they split with the Packers and beat the Niners, whatever it may be. The Bears at 11 wins is not crazy. And these two teams play week 18 at Soldier Field, Kate. We know Detroit won big in week two, but that might as well be last year at this point. They're both 1-2 in the division right now. But as mentioned, the Bears have two left against the Packers, whose offense still hasn't impressed me. I've talked myself into circles here where just because of the price, I kind of go, Bears, it's not great at 3-1, but I mean, I'm not going to bet the Lions at this point, even if I do think they'll win the division.
I think what you have to do in this division, because you did just talk in circles, because this division is circles right now. Like, that's how it is for all three of these teams. You just go with the best price out there, and that is the Chicago Bears, which is crazy to say that they're even, I mean, they're leading the division right now, not in terms of odds to win, but they are winning the division. I find it hard to believe they're going to sweep Green Bay, just because, yeah, you won in Green Bay last year, final game of the season. It didn't really matter for the Packers. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, the Bears have not won on the road in Green Bay in a very long time. So I don't think you're gonna sweep the Packers. You'd have to win that Detroit game at the end of the season. And yeah, it's going to look like a pretty different game than the 52-21 game we had in week two. It's between the Lions and the Bears for me as well. And price-wise, why not go with the Bears?
I mean, it's not crazy, and I wouldn't have thought this at the beginning of the year, but it's not crazy to suggest the winner of this division is 10-7, and it's just based on a tiebreaker. Because, again, I look at the way the Packers' offense has underperformed, and I don't know the status of Josh Jacobs. We'll see what that is like on a week-to-week basis going forward, specifically starting Thursday against the Lions. But, you know, you've got, like I said, two against the Bears. You've still got a trip to Denver left. You've still got a visit from the Ravens. I look at the Packers' schedule, and like I said, I don't see more than 9 wins. Things could turn and they could win an extra one in there somewhere, but I think 10-7 could win this division, and that's what makes it more possible, I think, for the Bears to pull it off if you don't have to get to 11 to win the division.
The only other argument I could make for the Packers is you look at the last two seasons. Jordan Love has come alive in the second half of the year. I don't want to like count on that as being a theme, and I don't think he wants that to be a theme either, or the Packers, but like that's kind of when he's played his best football, is the latter half of the season. And we joke about the whole Toyotathon, Jordan Love coming alive in Toyotathon. Chris, you know that whole spiel?
No, I don't.
When Toyotathon hits, and it has hit mid-November to late December, Jordan Love puts up incredible stats. Incredible.
He's a line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So Toyotathon just started last week. He plays his first game against the Lions in Toyotathon. Like, it's what's happened the last two seasons. And granted, okay, the last two seasons, he's been a little injured in the first half of the year. He got injured in that Brazil game last year against the Eagles early on, right, and it took him a while to recover. So, like, it is not that they are selling Toyota cars, and Jordan Love really appreciates that and starts playing better. It's that he, you know, dealt with other things early on. But
sure,
Packers offense comes alive. That defense is pretty dang good. That is the only path for the Packers to win, is if they start scoring at a high rate.
And I just don't see it happening. Like, no Tucker Kraft, I think, I don't want to say completely eliminates, but really hampers your explosive downfield ability. Without any of those threats in the offense, okay, occasionally you're going to hit a big play to Dobbs or Watson, but Matthew Golden's barely been a factor this year, which has been shocking to me. Yeah. And again, if Jacobs is less than 100% and has to battle something the rest of the year, I don't feel very confident at all in the Packers offense. We saw the Niners play last night, and as mentioned, they would be a playoff team right now. That division, I mean, is that the, outside of the Cardinals, is that the best division in football right now? Rams are 9-2. Seahawks and Niners, yeah, both have 8 wins. You've got, it feels like, really good defenses in LA and Seattle. And San Francisco's just found a way to hang around through all the injuries. I think the Rams could finish with 13, 14 wins. So I still really like them to win this division. But you could probably argue me in the direction of Seattle if there's some logic there.
Looking at the Rams schedule, yes, Carolina, Arizona. Yeah, you have Detroit and Seattle in there, Atlanta, Arizona. I mean, they should realistically win easily 4 of those ones. I just wonder what happens if Seattle beats the Rams week 16, beats the 49ers week 8. I guess you still would need the Rams to stumble a whole lot more, and their only really stumble in the division would be against Seattle in week 16. And even at that, they probably have more wins within the division to top Seattle for any tiebreaker stuff. So looking at that deeper, that probably isn't value on the Seahawks at 4-1.
I do think there's a pretty clear path to 12 wins for Seattle. When you look at their schedule and what they have left, Falcons, Vikings, Panthers should all be wins.
Right.
And then Rams, Colts, Niners, I would say I would expect them to go 2-1 against those three. Okay. If you go 2-1 against the better teams left on your schedule and you win the other three, that's 5 wins. And so 13 wins is still an outside possibility for Seattle. I think, like you said, it all comes down to the Seahawks-Rams game in, what is it, week 16? And that's a Thursday night game in Seattle. We know what it's like to go on the road on Thursday nights. That's one to keep an eye on that could tilt things. And if you're looking to get ahead of it, knowing that the Seahawks are going to beat the Vikings this weekend, going to beat the Falcons next weekend, maybe take care of business against the Colts, you want to catch it now at 4-1, may make a little sense to get ahead of it with the Seahawks over the Rams. Coming up next, not a huge night for Teteroa McMillan for the Panthers last night against the Niners. Still opportunity in the offensive rookie of the year market. We'll look at it next on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.